The legal case over transgender rights hinges on the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That law prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, national origin, religion, and sex. And sex, which at the time was meant to mean gender, was not on that list when the bill came to the House floor. Todd Purdom wrote a book about the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Welcome to our program.
Glad to be with you, Linda.
So, first of all, how did the word sex get on that little list?
It got in there in a mischievous way in the final phase of the floor debate in the House of Representatives when Howard Smith, elderly Virginian who was an unrepentant segregationist and racist.
And chairman of the Rules Committee.
And chairman of the Rules Committee, which was the absolute bottleneck that had held all such bills hostage for years, decided to insert it. And there's some disagreement about exactly why he did it. Most people think he did it as a poison pill to kind of make people vote against the bill because it would be so ludicrous on the face of it to protect women in a bill that was intended to end racial discrimination. But a modern school of feminist scholarship actually points out that Judge Smith had over the years been sympathetic to the feminist cause, and he had warned leaders of the House that he might well bring up this amendment at some point, and he did on a day in February, a Saturday. It put the House into pandemonium. It was known later as Ladies' Day in the House, and it caused peals of raucous laughter, but also the female members of the House, both Republican and Democratic, joined forces to make sure this amendment would pass, and it did.
Why did Judge Smith think that putting sex in the bill would doom it in the Senate?
I think he thought there were a bunch of people who thought that anti-discrimination should not be enshrined in federal law. There's another school of thought that in the early 20th century, it was seen as progressive to limit the hours and working responsibilities of women as a humane gesture. And in places like Virginia, where the textile mills depended on female labor, that meant that there were severe restrictions that limited what manufacturers could demand of female workers. So a very cynical view would hold that Judge Smith wanted to eliminate that safeguard for women in his home state, and that would be a boon to manufacturers who could, in fact, treat women just like men and make them tote the barge and lift the bale and get more work out of them.
Did putting that word in make a big difference in passing it, do you think? Did it arguably make the bill somehow stronger?
I don't know whether at the end of the day it helped or hurt in passing it, but I think it indisputably made the bill stronger because it extended the bill's protections to more than half the population of the country, women, and it paved the way for a whole series of court victories all through the 70s and 80s in the women's movement, getting equal treatment in the workplace for women.
So do you think this is an unintended consequence?
What I've been thinking in these recent weeks when the North Carolina battle has gone on, it feels to me in North Carolina this is a solution without a problem. I can't imagine that the issue of transgender persons in North Carolina going to use the bathroom of their choice is really upsetting anybody on the ground level in North Carolina. And it feels to me much more like a political battle that's being ginned up, particularly by the governor there, for his political advantage.
I keep thinking, what would Judge Smith say?
He would wonder what he'd wrought, I suppose. But it's also fair to say that many of the people who voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1964, had they known it was going to lead to affirmative action or quotas or those kinds of race-conscious remedies, would have surely voted against it. And they did not intend that either. So as the jurisprudence continued over the years, the law has grown in ways that maybe its supporters wouldn't have seen.
Todd Purdom's book is called An Idea Whose Time Has Come, Two Presidents, Two Parties, and the Battle for the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.